Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Natalie from San Diego.
I'm Natalie. I'm an alcoholic. Let me see. It's a big meeting. My heart's racing a little bit, so... my sobriety date is May 31st, 2003. This is not my first time working in a recovery program. I actually was working a different program, but I was not willing to admit the fact that I was an alcoholic, so alcohol always took me back out. And I am a recovering alcoholic. And my father is also a recovering alcoholic, so it is a family disease in my family. And I remember being a kid and thinking my dad was the coolest guy in the whole world. I loved him to death, you know, surfer, and, you know, had all the babes and, you know, really, you know, had a lot of guy friends, and they always were laughing and having a good time and partying, and I wanted to be just like him when I grew up. And I became just like him when I grew up. I'm still growing up, actually. But the thing is, I actually went a little overboard because my alcohol took me to other places. And when I was out there drinking, I had a lot of fun, you know, a lot of fun. In my opinion, it was a lot of fun, but it really wasn't. I mean, if I look back on it, there were many times where I would be drinking and maybe... you know, doing a little bit of recreational drug use or whatever, and I'd end up getting kind of sick to my stomach, so I'd disappear, and no one could find me. Because I didn't want anyone to see me like that. That was too embarrassing, and my pride and ego was, you know, too inflated. I didn't want anyone ever to see me like that, so I'd disappear often. And luckily, I had a friend who cared about me, who would always come and find me. Otherwise, I'd be somewhere in the bushes somewhere. Anyway, towards the end of my career of drinking, I was going to outpatient treatment programs. I had lost everything, almost everything. I was living in this little room. I had everything that I owned in this little room because I had just a nightmare of a life, abusive men and my ex, and just my life was just a real, real mess. And so I moved in with my brother, moved from Colorado, packed my car as full as I could get it, moved in with my brother. Had all of my belongings in this room, and everything had a little place, and it was just very cluttered. But I was determined that I was going to get my kids back. But I was in this outpatient treatment program, and I could not wait to get out of there so I could go to the bar, you know, every night. And so I'd go to the bar every night, and I'm a closer. You know, I'm the kind of person who closes the bar down. You know, singing karaoke and dancing, and you know, just having a great time. But you know, I would. Go to work, you know, and I'd either have to call in sick or, especially after Monday Night Football, that was always a guarantee I would be calling in sick. It was not glamorous, you know. Either I'd be calling in sick or I'd be spending my time in the bathroom at work, or I'd have to leave early because I just couldn't make it through the day. And then after I'd go home and feel guilty for leaving work early or whatever, I couldn't wait to get to the bar. And that was my life. Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? So, but I wasn't an alcoholic, you know. So, and actually, what happened for me was I met this guy in the bar, you know, and he was actually in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And come to find out, you know, he had a couple of years, and so, you know, I lost my job, my favorite job in the whole world, because of my drinking. So I started, you know, I didn't have anything else to do, and so he kind of, you know, we just hung out all day, and he took me to meetings, and we'd go to, like, a meeting in the morning, a meeting in the afternoon, a meeting in the evening, and I was just going to support him, because I wasn't an alcoholic. I didn't have a problem with alcohol. I never did, you know. I'm sitting in a meeting, and it had been 2 years, you know, since I had been trying to get my kids back. My mom had gone and taken my kids due to some physical violence and my drinking, and my ex abused me, and my mom just thought that, you know, in order to save my life, she took my kids from me because she knew that they meant the world to me. And I didn't see it back then. I didn't see that that's what it was at the time. I hated her, and I was going to get my kids back, and she was never, ever, ever going to see my kids if I could help it, you know. And anyway, so got a little lost there for a minute. Anyway, so I was sitting in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous one day, and it just was like a ton of bricks hit me. And I'm going to try to remember exactly what the words were, word for word, but it was, I was sitting there, and someone was sharing, and it was like something said to me, Natalie, you know, it's been 2 years since you've been saying you're going to get your kids back, and you still don't have your kids back, and nothing's going to change if you don't change. Nothing's going to change if you don't stop drinking. I was like, oh, my God. It was like a ton of bricks had hit me, and it just really sank in that, you know what, Natalie, you're an alcoholic, you know? And that was a moment of clarity for me that was just changed my life. Because once I admitted to myself that I was an alcoholic, my whole life had changed. I actually, the obsession to drink was lifted immediately. I got a sponsor. I started working the steps right away. I went to, took all the suggestions that were given to me. I went to 90 meetings in 90 days. I got a really good foundation, I worked the program, you know. I was working the program, and I was staying sober, and I was nuts, though, when I first got here. I was really nuts. It was like I was so angry. If anyone was talking, I was sure they were talking about me. I was going to kick their ass, too. I was. Like, especially if there were women. If women were talking, two women talking, I was really going to kick their ass because, you know, how dare they talk about me, you know. Don't they know who I am? And so, anyway, people were afraid of me. People were really afraid of me because I had this aura about me. I was so angry, and it's because I didn't know how to handle my emotions. I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know how to live, really, because any time I'd feel anything, I'd drink, you know? And it was my solution. Alcohol was my best friend. That vodka, I had a bottle of vodka in the freezer, man. She was my best friend. And anyway, I had to learn how to feel, and it took a while, but, you know, I think the longer I stayed sober, the easier it got. And I can tell you that today my life is so different. I've gotten all the promises restored to me, and then some. I've had relationship troubles, you know, in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, and at times, you know, they were devastating because, see, what I did was, instead of grasping on to a higher power, I grasped on to this man who brought me into the program, and he was my higher power. And when I would have problems or whatever, I would just be so devastated. Him, you know, recently, you know, so it's like my sobriety was always a little rocky, you know. There was always periods in my sobriety where I felt like I really wanted to drink, you know. But I knew that that wasn't the solution for me, that alcohol is not the solution for me, and that I just had to hold tight, call my sponsor, you know, call my friends, and not drink. And I would get through it. But it's been a couple months, you know, and he's been gone now. But, you know, the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because my relationship with my higher power has evolved since this, and it is amazing. And I owe that to the program of Alcoholics Anonymous and to my beautiful, wonderful friends who stood by me and saved my ass. You know, I wouldn't be here today if it hadn't been for my friends and my sponsor. You know, it was really hard for me to reach out for help a lot of times because I felt like I didn't want to bother anybody, you know, with my problems or whatever. But what I've learned is that I have to reach out for help. And I'm sobbing, you know, sobbing on the phone with these people, and they love me and they care about me. And that is what I've found in this meeting, in these meetings. That's what I found in these rooms. I found real, true friends. Friends who are in here, wherever I am. My friends in this program are in here, in my heart. And my life is so blessed. And also, my relationship with my higher power, like I said, has evolved. And it's an amazing journey I'm on right now. That's all I got to say. It's just an amazing journey. And I am living life. I'm loving life. You know, things will hit me nowadays, for instance, and I don't react like I used to. I can react with love now. I'm not perfect, though, but, you know. So there are times when I might slip a little here and there, but most of the times now, you know, I don't shoot off at anger, you know, because somebody upset me or whatever, and I realize that, you know, that's no way to win friends. Anyway, God, how much time do I have? Okay, good. I apologize. I didn't really know how much time I had left. So anyway, you know what? This program has saved my ass. It saved my life. My children are in my life, and my children are doing so well. And I owe it all to the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, my higher power, my sponsor, my friends. And I really appreciate my friends who don't normally come to this meeting who have come out in support of me. Thank you very much.